and she got ready to leave. And she said something like, you know, I gotta run, you know, and he said, well, don't run too fast and all this kind of stuff. And he goes, and all this kind of thing about what can happen when you run too fast. You know, you can fall and trip and all this kind of stuff, you know. And he just sits there, and when people say something, he'll say something else, and it all comes out funny, you know. He's bright that way.
Yeah. He would be a good person for me, though. Okay, let me see. Yeah, let me worry about it. You've never been married.
No, I haven't. Not yet, anyway.
You got a couple years to go before you're involved in all that. Hopefully. Well, tell me a little bit about, you know, the neighborhood where you grew up.
Well, where I live now, I didn't live. We've lived for 7 years. Before that, I grew up on Road, which is about, it's on down 15th Street. It's at the fork where becomes one street.
Mm-hmm.
It's right on Street at the end. And Dirt Road, well, it was when I was there, not paved and all this stuff. And we used to love it when the summer came because all the dust used to, you know, come around. Like, people would go flying by in cars. Mm-hmm. He could stand there and the dust would just go by, you know. And that was the breeze when the cars went by, the breeze, you know. And it was terrible when it rained, though, because when it rained, all the dust settled. And the road got huge mud holes in it. Of course, we enjoyed it because we could always, you know, sit around and go out and play in the mud. But my mother didn't think it was too thrilling. We had a, right across the street from me, there was this huge field, and we used to make it into a baseball field in the summertime and play softball and baseball all summer long. And when winter came, we let the grass grow and it turned into a football field. So it was, you know, sort of like your everyday average change of the season field, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to play basketball and stuff like that. There was this, I think one reason why we moved, one was the dust and the mud my mother didn't like. The other was the fact that about 25 to 30 feet behind the house, that went all the way down the length of the street, was a huge ditch. It was about 10 feet wide. And like, when I first remember it, it was only about 10 feet deep. And it used to carry water. I have no idea where from or where to, but it just always carried water, and we used to sit there and watch the water. And whenever it rained, really rained for more like for all day, it would flood. It would just flood, you know, and we'd get stuck in the house for like 3 or 4 days after that until the water went down.
Mm-hmm.
And like we used to love it because I mean we couldn't get to school or anything, you know, and because it would build up to about the highest it ever got. One time it almost came in the door, but it didn't. And one time I remember it was at the porch. And you could stand on the porch and watch it, you know. And we wanted to go swimming, but my mother always thought there were snakes and stuff in the water, so we didn't do that. And, like, I think there was, I never found out whether it was true or false or what. But I think someone, a little kid, drowned or almost drowned in there, and that had a lot to do with our moving.
Mm-hmm.
But before we left, I think they dug the ditch another 10 feet deeper so that it wouldn't flood, and they put some more pipes under it or something.
Mm-hmm.
But we had moved by then.
Yeah. What was the house like that you lived in there?
It was a brick house, and it had wooden floors, and if they weren't shellac, you got splinters in your feet. And